Good morning, Dubai. Maliha with Noora from New Indian Model School welcome you all to the 7th episode of NIMS Broadcasting Series. NIMS Podcast Episode 7 has arrived. Never stop learning because life never stops teaching. So let us all keep the doors of learning open. Stay tuned in for an unlimited bundle of entertainment clubbed with information.
Maliha, I am so thrilled to start the broadcast. Can you tell us what are the content of this wonderful episode?
That is a secret, but I can guarantee you it will not disappoint you. As we all know that nothing can be started without the remembrance of Almighty, the creator of the whole universe. Let's start our podcast with Quran recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
In the name of Allah, most gracious and most merciful, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the daybreak, from the evil of that which He created, and from the evil of the darkness when it spreads, and from the evil of the blowers into knots, and from the evil of an envious one when he envies.
Examination time can be very stressful as it puts a lot of pressure on students to perform well. However, there are several things that we can do to prepare more effectively for our exams. Hanna Sharin from grade 7 is here with some practicable tips.
Good morning, dears. Hanna Sharin with you. Exams are just knocking our doors. Because of this, many of us are worried and stressed. Please don't be panic. The reasons why many of us are stressed include pressure for getting good marks, a feeling of competition with others, fear of failing, feeling less prepared, and so on. Seriously, believe me, nothing will happen if you just sit and trouble yourself. Now, if you are stressed about the upcoming exams, then here are these tips that you all need to do is take a step back, inhale and laugh. Remember, you are never given anything in this world that you can't handle with. Relax and check your exam portions. Plan your revision subject-wise. Do not take one subject a day. You may get bored of it. Contact your teachers in case of any doubt. I'm pretty sure that they will be more than happy to help you. Take a break in between, sip some water, do some eye exercises and stretch your body in periodic intervals. Be smart, be flexible, love yourself and love others. At this moment, I remember a beautiful and a very motivating quote by William James. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. Hope these tips will help us all. No shortcuts to success. Best of luck in advance.
As the annual exams are around the corner, hope these tips will definitely help us to study smarter and excel in our academics.
Have you heard stories from your grandparents? It's always fun to listen to those grandpa stories and bedtime stories. Stories are also a way to communicate. They are much easier to remember than simple facts. Also, they stimulate your imagination. No story lives unless someone wants to listen. So let's listen some wonderful, thrilling and exciting stories.
Hello everybody! I'm Nisha from grade 1S. I'm going to narrate a story before you. The story name is The Ugly Tree, written by Matt Berry. Once upon a time, in a large forest, there grew many different trees, such as mango, teak, oak, banyan, and neem, etc. Among them, there was one tree which had a crooked trunk. It looked ugly to the other trees. The other trees used to tease him. "See, you are an ugly tree. Oh no, you are such an ugly tree." The poor tree was very sad and he always thought, "Oh God, why did you make so ugly? Why I'm not beautiful like other trees?" One day, a woodcutter came to the forest and he saw the ugly crooked trees and said, "This crooked tree is of no use to me. I will cut down other straight trees." Then he cut down the other straight trees except the crooked tree. On seeing this, the crooked tree said, "Thank my God, my ugliness saved my life. We should never blame God for our troubles. God has a reason behind everything." The moral of the story is, never blame God. There is always a reason behind his deeds. And never tease others. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Amna Fatima. I am studying in grade 1C. Today I am going to sing a song, "I Believe in You." I don't believe in superstars, organic food or foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old. That right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can get along. That east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am, but I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic, and I believe in you. I know with all my certainty, what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true, I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, the black is black and white is white. That Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood. Their gasoline's a short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Aleka Haifa from the class of 5th K. Today, I'll be reading a story of the milkmaid and her pail. The milkmaid and her pail. Patty, the milkmaid, was going to the market carrying her milk in a pail on her head. As she went along, she began calculating what she would do with the money she would get for the milk. "I'll buy some foals from Farmer Brown," said, "and they will lay eggs each morning.
which I will sell to the parson's wife. With the money that I get from the sale of these eggs, I'll buy myself a new dimity frock and a chip hat. And when I go to the market, won't all the young men come up and speak to me? Polisha will be so jealous, but I don't care. I shall just look at her and toss my head like this. As she spoke that, she tossed her head back and the pail fell off it, and all the milk was spilled. Moral of the story is, do not count on your chickens before they are hatched. Thank you for listening my story. I hope you liked it. Bye, everyone.
Good morning, all. My name is Mariam Hanan. I am in grade 1R. I am going to sing Light a Candle for Peace. Light a candle for peace. Light a candle for love. Light a candle that shines all the way around the world. Light a candle for me. Light a candle for you. That I wish for will peace. Will one day come true. Light a candle for peace. Light a candle for love. Light a candle that shines all the way around the world. Light a candle for me. Light a candle for you. That I wish for will peace. Will one day come true. Sing peace around the world. 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 Light a candle for peace. Light a candle for love. Light a candle that shines all the way around the world. Light a candle for me. Light a candle for you. That I wish for with peace will one day come true. Thank you.
Really had a nice time. Noora, have you heard of this saying? Happiness blooms from inside. Now we have with us Mrs. Sharina Hakim, Head of Happiness Center of our school, to give some insight on this topic.
The most worthwhile thing is to try to put happiness in the lives of others. By Robert Baden Powell. Happiness is a state of being that everyone wants to achieve. It is characterized by feelings of enjoyment, satisfaction, and pleasure. Thus, as a part of our commitment to give sustained satisfaction to our students, parents, and the staff, an exclusive help desk called the Happiness Center has been created in NIMS, Dubai. Today, we have the head of happiness, Ms. Sharina Hakim, is with us to explain more about the Happiness Center in NIMS, Dubai. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Devika. How are you, dear?
I'm fine, ma'am. Thank you. We all are excited to know more about the Happiness Center, which will fill us with immense pleasure. Let's begin. Ma'am, can you share more about our Happiness Center?
Well, under the pillar of cohesive society and preserve identity of national agenda, by the year 2021, the UAE government aims for the country to be among the best in the world in the Human Development Index and the happiest of all nations, so that its citizens feel proud to belong to the UAE. Happiness Center is all about making a positive environment for all those who are associated with the organization or institute.
Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. Why does our school have a happiness center?
Yes, dear. At NIMS, one of our main objectives, apart from providing excellence in education, is to create a positive, healthy, and cheerful atmosphere for all our students, parents, and staff members. The prime objective of the center is to take care of parents' well-being by ensuring an environment of friendliness and warmth, comfort and ease for coordinated solution finding in academics and administration matters.
A great obstacle to happiness is to expect too much happiness. What does our happiness center do?
Well, dear, the happiness center at NIMS Dubai aims to ensure that all the policies and services follow in a unified approach to realize the happiness and well-being of the entire school community. We care about happiness and satisfaction and provide you with the services that would make you proud of your association with our school. Along with the head of happiness, we have our well-trained help desk staff for ensuring your satisfaction. Our aim is to deliver excellent experience to all our school community, not only to meet their expectations, but exceed them altogether.
Happiness is seeing smile on a child's face as they learn. What does the Happiness Center at NIMS stand by?
Yes, dear. The six most important pillars that we stand by are a happy and fun-loving environment, positive and efficient learning and growth, happiness and satisfaction in school policies, and simplified process for all the parents, students, and staff, emotional empowerment and well-being of all the individuals associated, unbiased and respectful service. Last but not least, measuring satisfaction through tools of constant feedback and evaluations.
How can we access the Happiness Center in NIMS Dubai?
It is really a good question, Devika. We are here to hear and cheer you. You can reach out at our landline numbers or visit the school. We have also created a parents care link to listen the concerns and queries of the parents in one-on-one platform. The team members of the Happiness Center will assist you in the best possible manner by answering your queries, guide you to the concerned departments, and in case of any grievance, the team will take up the matter with the responsible departments and make sure that the issue is resolved at the earliest.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what others think about you as long as you are happy about being yourself. How can we help the Happiness Center from our side?
Well, Devika, to serve you the best is our heartfelt duty, and for us to continue our efforts, the only things that we need from you are your continuous support, patience and respect, constructive feedback and innovative suggestions, sharing your positive and happy experiences so that we feel even more motivated in our services and excel ourselves.
Thank you, ma'am, for your detailed explanation. Happiness is a journey, not a destination. We wish you all the best to you and the department to fulfill the mission.
Thank you, dear, for your wishes. and for giving me a chance to introduce the Happiness Center. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye, ma'am.
Noora, can you guess what's next in line? Stay tuned for some interesting facts from the students.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hello, listeners. I am Nabiha Muhammad of grade 2L from NIMS Dubai. Today, I am going to share some fun facts about Burj Khalifa. Let's begin. As you all know, Burj Khalifa is a skyscraper located in Dubai, United Arab Emirates in Asia. But did you know? The Burj Khalifa contains residential space, office space, and retail space. Burj Khalifa is owned by multinational real estate development company Emaar Properties. Did you know Burj Khalifa was designed by American architect Adrian Smith and the Chicago-founded architecture firm Skidmore, Owings and Merrill? Did you know it cost $1.5 billion to build the Burj Khalifa? And it took 5 years, 8 months, and 25 days to build it. It took more than 12,000 construction workers and 22 million man hours to build the Burj Khalifa. Did you know the Burj Khalifa was officially opened on January 4th, 2010? The Burj Khalifa has a height from ground to tip of 2,722 feet. Oh, wow. Hence, it is the tallest building in the world. The tip of Burj Khalifa can be seen from 59 miles away. The Burj Khalifa has 57 elevators for people to navigate up and down all 163 floors. The Burj Khalifa has 24,348 windows. That is too many. Did you know, aside from holding the world record for being the tallest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa holds 6 other world records? Burj Khalifa is also the tallest freestanding structure in the world, has the highest number of stories in the world, has the highest occupied floor in the world, has the highest outdoor observation deck in the world, has the elevator with longest travel distance in the world, and has the tallest service elevator in the world. That's amazing. Today we learned so many interesting facts about Burj Khalifa, didn't we? You all enjoyed listening to these fun facts about Burj Khalifa. This is Nabiha Muhammad signing off for now. Bye-bye. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Aisha.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Amina. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. What about you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
It had been hardly 1 year since I met you. I really missed you.
I was just about to tell that. You and I missed you so much. And how was your lockdown experience?
It was really worse and I don't want to think about it anymore.
Same here.
But Aisha, I also had some good experiences.
Really? What were they? I'm really eager to know that.
You know, I have got a plenty of time to spend with my family, like by baking with my mother and by playing with my father and brother.
Oh, that's great. Even I also had a plenty of time to spend with my family.
Hi, Faisha. And you know, I learned many new things too.
What are they, Amina?
I learned the value of going to school, meeting friends, and even playing. You know, Aisha, we don't know what is the value of a thing if it's with us. Same happened to me.
Yeah, Amina, and we even feel disappointed for not enjoying with it when it was with us.
Yes, you're right, Aisha. And you know, I also learned 3 silly things.
Oh, what are they?
I learned to solve a Rubik's Cube, to skip a rope, and how to play a hula hoop.
That's great, Amina. But I don't think the solving a Rubik's Cube is so silly.
Thank you, Aisha. Now tell me about your experiences.
Mine was somewhat like yours. I started a hobby of writing a diary and reading plenty of books.
That's great, Aisha.
Thank you, Amina.
And you know, Aisha, I have heard that COVID-19 restricts the lungs and the person dies in days. The virus enters the respiratory system, tracked through the mouth or nose. It reaches the lungs and starts reproducing there. It infects the lungs and the person feels difficulty in breathing. But the death ratio is very small. Only the people with weak immunity, aged people, and the persons who already have some lungs problem die with this disease.
Yes, you have heard right about the disease. We are not safe if we do not take precautionary measures before and after the disease. First of all, we have to save ourselves from the infection. If we get this virus in our body and we come to know about it early, we can save our life by drinking hot water, inhaling hot water vapors through nose and mouth twice a day, gargling with warm or salty water, washing hands frequently with a good sanitizer, and staying in pollution-free environment.
Wow, you know much about this virus and its solution. Anyway, I think it's time to go.
Yeah, it has been a long time.
Oh yeah, because we had much to talk. Anyway, bye-bye. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Bye-bye.
Hey Shanum,
how are you?
I'm good. What about you?
I'm good. Do you remember? We have a challenge today.
Challenge? Aha, yeah, the interesting facts challenge, right?
Yeah, but you're right, but it's science interesting facts, okay?
Oh, so this time we're going to do science interesting facts, right?
Yeah, we also need to get knowledge of science interesting facts, you know?
Yes, okay, so can we start?
Yes, sure.
Who's going to start first?
You can start.
Okay. Do you know babies have around 100 more bones than adults?
Do you know the Eiffel Tower can be 15 centimeters long during the summer?
Oh my God. Do you know 20% of Earth's oxygen is produced by the Amazon rainforest?
Did you know some metals are so reactive that they explode on contact with water?
Oh my God, I want to know what are those metals. Oh my God, they're so reactive. Okay, do you know a teaspoonful of neutron star would weigh 6 billion tons?
What?
6 billion tons.
6 billion tons. I can't believe this. Okay, did you know in 2.3 billion years, it will be too hot for life to exist on Earth?
My God. It takes 8 minutes 19 seconds for light to travel from the sun to the Earth.
Did you know if you took out all the empty space in our atoms, the human race could fit in the volume of a sugar cube?
My God. Do you know stomach acid is strong enough to dissolve stainless steel? You know, the stomach contains some acids which break down our food. So it is that strong that it can even dissolve the stainless steel.
Oh, that's a really, really interesting fact. Do you know the Earth is a giant magnet?
Do you know Venus is the only planet to spin clockwise?
Do you know killer whales are actually dolphins?
Do you know you can't taste food without saliva?
You know, I got a lot of knowledge with your facts.
Yeah? even me. I just loved your facts.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Same to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is Aisha Shafi from Tokyo. Today, I am going to tell you an interesting topic about the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Did you know the Holy Quran is the internal miracle of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him? This great miracle is having superiority on all the other miracles from the following aspects. It is permanent and everlasting, and it has been given into the charge of man forever, and they can witness the miracle of Quran throughout history and opposed to other miracles which endure only for a limited period of time. It is also not limited for the aspected of space. It is under the control of one and all in every period of time, so that he may release that it is a miracle and opposed to other miracles that can be verified in a particular place and only some people are able to witness them. The Quran is addition to the fact that it is a proof of prophethood. It's also a program of life and guide to the right path and opposed to other miracles which do not have such excellence. This fact is supported by several logical and tangible pieces of evidence, including the facts. The polytheists failed to produce a single verse, let alone a single chapter or a holy book like the Quran, despite the fact that they were utterly determined and extremely motivated to oppose a falsafi, the call of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. The polytheists were masters of the Arabic language in which the Quran was revealed, so that they realized well that the Quran is the speech of Allah, not of humans. The Quran foretold many matters of the unseen and made several prophecies that were all fulfilled exactly, and they were foretold. For example, the Persians defeated the Byzantines in one of their battles, and the Quran recorded this defeat, foretelling that the Byzantines would defeat the Persians within 3 to 9 years, and this is what actually happened. After about 14 centuries, modern science confirmed this scientific fact. When one reads the Book of Allah, he goes into a state of peace and tranquility, unlike the human speech or writings. The Quran is also a cure and expels the devils when it is recited. The Quran is the speech of Allah, and it has been challenging humankind and proving its inability to produce something to its effect. As to its eloquence, wise judgments and authentic news, the challenge is still valid, and the inability of mankind to face that challenge remains. Thus, the Quran will remain the everlasting argument of Allah, the Almighty, against all opponents and disbelievers. Jazakallah khair.
Wow, that was so interesting. We never knew those facts.
Ooh, those were really enjoyable and entertaining. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't very fuzzy, was he?
Wow, what was that?
These are tongue twisters. They are a sequence of words or sounds, typically of an alliterative kind, that are difficult to pronounce quickly and correctly.
Oh, that will be interesting and fun to listen. Let us hear tongue twisters' jumble of words and get fascinated.
Hey, Shanum.
Hi, Rooj.
Finally, my exams are over. Oh,
wow, that's great. But tomorrow is my last exam, which is English. But, you know, I'm really worried.
Why so?
Because tomorrow I have oral tongue twister test and that marks will be counted in exam.
Really? Oh, then you don't have to worry, my friend. We can have a tongue twister challenge today. So that you may know and we will also have fun.
Yeah, you're right. So let's start?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, so first I'm going to start, okay? So
yeah.
You have to say this. Can you can a can as canner can a can?
I'm trying the tongue twister first time, you know?
Okay, see. Can you can a can as a canner can a can?
Okay, let me try.
You have to say it three times. For
okay.
Sure.
Can you can as a canner can? Can you can as a canner can?
Can a can.
Okay. Can you can as a can a can?
Oh my god.
Can you can as a canner can? Can you can as a canner can? Can you
can a can?
Can a can. Can you can as a canner can a can?
Okay, fine.
Let me think of a tongue twister. Okay, I'll say an easy one. Okay. Black background. Brown background.
Okay, you mean background black, right? Okay,
yeah.
Background brown. Okay.
Yeah.
So black background, brown background,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Black background, brown background. Oh my god.
Say this three times.
Black background, brown background. Black background, brown background, black background, brown background, black background, brown background, black background, brown background.
Oh, that's background. Super. How did you even tell that?
Oh my god. Okay. So this my friend told me and I'm gonna ask you the same thing.
Okay.
Bad kid, poor card, poor code.
Can you repeat please?
Bad kid. Board, card, pulled, card.
I think I heard this, but then I don't know how will I say. Okay, let
Packet
me try.
Packet, port, card, pulled, card.
Okay. Packet, port, card, pulled, card. Packet, card, purple. Packet, port, card, pulled, port. Port,
port.
Packet, port, card, pulled, port. Card. Packet, port, card, pulled, card. Packet, port, card, pulled. I don't know why am I getting confused. Packet, port, card, pulled, card. Packet, port, card, pulled.
Okay, fine. Let's just skip this.
Okay. So, let me tell you a little hat. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish.
Oh, okay, fine. I wish the witches, I wish... No, what was it?
I wish
to wish the wish you wish to wish to wish. No, that's really
okay,
hard.
Let me just tell you. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. But if you wish the wish...
Which wishes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I wish to wish the wish you wish. But if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I want to wish the wish you wish to wish. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. But if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I want to wish the wish you wish to wish. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. That I wish... Oh, but if you wish the wish... but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I would wish the wish you wish to wish.
Oh, that's great. Okay, now can you tell me a little easy?
Easy, wait. I had a hard one in my mind. Okay, fine. I'll just tell an easy one. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Oh,
three times.
I know this, I think. Because it was written in one ice cream, you know, wrapper. When I saw... Okay. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for... Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Okay, fine. You did it. Wow.
Thank you. Okay, let me tell you one. Okay, I'll tell you one. I think I heard this in cartoon. Okay. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Right. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a... No,
it is Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't funny. Was he?
Funny.
No, sorry. Fuzzy. Okay, was fine. He? Yeah.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a
bear. It has it's a lot confused. Of woo.
Yeah. It's really confusing. You know?
Okay.
Red lorry, yellow lorry.
Three times?
Lorry, yes.
Okay. Red lorry, yellow. Oh my god.
Red lorry, yellow lorry.
Red yellow. Red lorry, yellow lorry.
Red lorry.
Red lolly. Lolly. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry. Red lorry.
Oh my god.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow yolly. Wait.
Yellow lorry.
Yeah, okay. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red yolly, yellow lolly.
Lorry.
Okay. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lolly, yellow lorry. Red yolly, yellow lorry.
Yolly? It's not yolly. It's lorry.
Okay, I don't think I can do this.
Oh my god. See, it's really simple. Try it again. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry.
Okay. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Yeah. Red lolly, red yolly.
Fine. Okay, fine. Tell me one.
Six sticky skeletons.
This is so easy. Six sticky skeletons. Six
three
sticky...
times.
Three, yeah. Okay, fine. The same thing. Six sticky skeletons. Six sticky skeletons. Six sticky skeletons. Six sticky skeletons.
Oh, you God. Told it was simple.
Six sticky skeletons. Six sticky skeletons. Six sticky skeletons.
Wow, super.
I said it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a champion.
Lol. Okay. Tell me a small one. Hard and small.
She sees cheese.
She sees cheese. She sees
cheese. She sees cheese.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no. Oh yeah, my god.
Is it she sees cheese?
No. She's a girl. Yeah. She is seeing cheese. Okay?
Okay.
She sees cheese.
Three times?
Yes.
She sees cheese. She sees cheese. She sees cheese.
Oh, wow. You said
it. I tried this one more good. I don't think so. Okay, just leave it. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
Wait.
Lala. Okay, I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
Okay, so you mean a kitten is eating chicken in the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
And I saw it that.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen.
Super, bravo.
Yes. I said it.
Okay, now you may tell me.
Red bulb, blue bulb.
Red bulb, blue bulb. Red bulb, blue bulb. Red bulb, blue bulb.
No, you have to say this five times.
Five times? Okay,
yes.
No problem. Red bell, blue bell, red bell, blue bell, red bell, blue bell, red bell, blue bell, red bell, blue bell.
Okay, wow, you said it. Oh my god.
Oh, so I think I will be scoring full marks because of you, Urush. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And we had a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, obviously, we had a lot of fun. Bye. We'll meet you tomorrow.
Okay, fine. Bye.
Good evening, one and all. Today, we are here with Tongue Twisters. Myself, Hafsa Akbar Ali.
And my name is Simra Sanaraj.
Hi Simra, how are you?
Hi Hafsa, I'm fine. What about you?
Me too, fine. Can we play something?
Yes, of course.
Can we play hide and seek?
No girl, we can play something else. I think, can we play Tongue Twisters?
Oh! That is a nice idea. Then let's start.
I have some tongue twisters with me. We can play it randomly. Here in this bowl, there are some tongue twisters.
Then I will start first. Oh, I feel excited. Double bubble gum, bubbles double. Double bubble gum. Bubbles double. Double bubble gum, doubles bubble.
Okay, now I will say. Six slippery snails slid slowly. Six slippery snails slid slowly. Six slippery snails slid slowly.
Okay.
The sun shines on sharp sides. The sun shines on sharp sides. Now I will say, Lucy loves lemon and lime. Lucy loves lemon and lime. Lucy loves lemon and lime. Now I will say, the big fat cat sat on the rat. The big fat cat sat on the rat. Now it's my turn. How many snacks would a snack stacker stack if a snack stacker stacked snacks? How many snacks could a snack stacker stack if a snack stacker stacked snacks? How many snacks could a snack stacker stack if a snack stacker stacked snacks? I will try with that. How many snacks could a snack stacker stack if a snack stacker stacked snacks? How many snacks could a snack stacker stack if a snack stacker stacked snacks? Okay. I'm curious to know what is yours. Three free throws. Okay. Now, I'm curious to know mine. Billy blows big blue bubbles. I saw a kitten eating chicken in the kitchen. Sun should shine soon. Now it's my turn. Flies fly, butterfly flies. I want to know my tongue twister. A short silk shirt. Now I'm curious to know what is mine. She sees cheese. Faithful friends freely forgive. Okay, now it's my turn. The batter with the butter is the batter that is best. The batter with the butter is the batter that is best. Can I try yours?
Okay, sure.
The batter with the butter is the batter that is best.
Flip flop click clop slick slop. Flip flop click click clop slick flop slick slop. Hafsa, can you try this?
Okay. Flip flop click clop slick slop. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Now I will try it. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream.
Play with these tongue twisters. Is it Simra?
Yes, it is very nice to play with these tongue twisters.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi all, it's me, Mida, from grade 7, and I'm here with yet another fun time with tongue twisters. Hope everyone is enjoying your weekend with family. So here to add some spice to your day, here comes our game. Now we are gonna start with the tongue twisters. So what are you waiting for? Start dialing our number. The tongue twister starts in 3, 2, 1. Yes, we have got the first call. Yes, tell me who is this and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Sana. I'm studying in grade 7. I live in Sharjah. And here I have my friends with me. They will introduce themselves.
I am Minna from grade 7.
Hi, I am Hana from grade 7 and I live in Dubai.
Hi, I'm Thaya from grade 7.
Hello, I'm Nafsa and I'm studying in grade 7.
Okay, I'm really happy to meet you guys. And let's start with a simple tongue twister. I hope you all are ready. Here comes the tongue twister in 3, 2, 1. She sells seashells by the seashore, and the rule is you have to tell it twice.
She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Okay, that was cool, by the way. Now let's go for the next tongue twister of this show. Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely.
Okay. Nine nice nurses. Wait, okay, again. Yes. Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely. Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely.
Oh, cool. You did a great job, but you had a confusion in the between. It's okay. Now let's move on to the next tongue twister. How can a clan cram in a clean cream can?
How can a clan cram in a clean cream can? How can a clan cram in a clean cream can?
Really, you did a great job. Now moving on to the next tongue twister. Near an ear, a nearer ear, a nearly ear, eerie ear. So you have to tell it twice.
Oh my god, let me try. Near an ear, a nearer ear, a nearly ear, ear.
Very good. So here comes the next tongue twister. Saw Susie sitting in a shoeshine shop. You have to tell it twice. Who would like to say?
Can I?
Yes, sure.
Saw Susie sitting in a shoeshine shop. Saw Susie sitting in a shoeshine shop.
Very good. Now let's move on to the next one. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much wood a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Now we have three more to go. The next one comes in 3, 2, 1. If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose? If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
Okay, cool. Now let's move on to the next one. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit.
Okay, this one I can. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit.
Yeah. Cool, now here comes the last tongue twister. How much ground would a groundhog hog if a groundhog could hog ground?
How much ground would a groundhog hog if a groundhog could hog ground?
Fantastic! It was a great time with Senna, Minna, Nafsa, Hanna and Haya. Thanks a lot for joining with us and making this day more special. And that's all for the day. Wishing you and your family a very happy weekend.
Thank you and bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So this is Mida signing off from the show and we will be back with yet another day for more enjoyment and fun. Thank you and keep waiting until next time. Bye.
Build your life on your dreams, because dreams never have bad endings. You grow by coming to the end of something and by beginning something else. Hope you all enjoyed today's broadcast. Have a nice day until we meet again. This is Maliha and Noora signing off. Bye from NIMS Dubai.